Welcome back, Deep Divers. Today we're going to really dig into Proverbs chapter 8.
Oh, Proverbs 8.
It's one that you might not expect to be so relevant to your life today.
Interesting,
But,
yeah.
you know, there's that saying, there's nothing new under the sun.
Right.
And we're going to see how some really, really old advice about wisdom actually sparked some huge debate centuries ago.
Ooh.
Our expert is here to kind of unpack not just what Proverbs says about wisdom, but why it mattered so much to theologians way back when,
Yeah.
and what it means for you and me today.
You know, it's so fascinating how this chapter, it doesn't just like list out wise sayings.
Yeah.
It really personifies wisdom, almost like a character in a play.
Okay, I'm intrigued. How so?
So imagine wisdom standing on like a busy street corner, just calling out to everyone passing by. It's this vivid image that really emphasizes how important and how available this wisdom is supposed to be.
Yeah.
It's not some secret knowledge for just a select few.
Right.
This is for everybody.
It's like, you know those motivational speakers you see online trying to grab your attention
Yeah,
with a catchy reel or something?
exactly. And remember, this was written long before social media or
Right.
even, you know, the printing press.
Yeah.
So this idea that wisdom was for everyone, not just like the elite, it was actually pretty radical.
So we've got wisdom making this grand entrance, calling out to all of us, but what's in it for us? Why should we even, you know, stop and listen?
Well, the chapter lays out some pretty compelling benefits.
Okay.
It says that wisdom is more precious than silver, more valuable than gold. But it's not just about, you know, material wealth. It also helps you kind of navigate those really tricky situations. Think
Oh.
back to the story of King Solomon and the two mothers,
Oh,
you know,
right.
claiming the same baby.
Yeah.
It was Solomon's wisdom that really uncovered the truth.
That story always reminds me, like, wisdom isn't just about, you know, book smarts.
Yeah.
It's about making good judgments, even when you're under pressure.
Absolutely. And there's another really interesting point about these benefits.
Okay.
Proverbs talks about honorable wealth.
Yeah, that phrase really stood out to me too.
Yeah.
How is that different from just being rich?
That's a great question. It's about ethical and sustainable prosperity. You know, it's the kind of wealth that's built on integrity, fairness, and really wanting to benefit others, not just yourself.
So, like, are we talking like those businesses today that prioritize, you know, ethical sourcing or environmental sustainability? Is that honorable wealth in action?
Absolutely. And it's, you know, again, this idea is thousands of years old.
Yeah.
It's a reminder that even back then, people saw a difference between just accumulating wealth and actually using it for good.
Now, this is where it gets interesting for me.
Okay.
The chapter mentions God acquiring wisdom. So
Yes.
does that mean that wisdom existed before God?
Whoa, now we're getting into some deep theological waters.
Right.
You're right. You're right. That verse has caused centuries of debate. Some early theologians used this passage to argue that Jesus, who is often, you know, associated with wisdom in the Christian tradition,
Yeah.
had a beginning and therefore wasn't equal to God.
How did others respond to that?
Well, other theologians pointed to other scriptures that portray Jesus as eternally existing with God. They argued that the Hebrew word that's often translated as acquired can also mean raised
Okay.
or brought up like a child.
So instead of a separate origin, it suggests this close relationship,
Yeah.
like a parent and a child.
Exactly. So wisdom is presented as this trusted advisor to God, helping to shape the world. And that's where the chapter kind of takes us next. You know, wisdom's role in creation.
Okay, hold on tight, everyone. We're diving even deeper. But before we do,
Yeah.
I want to point out, you know, even though Proverbs 8 was used in these later theological debates,
Right.
the chapter itself doesn't actually directly say that wisdom is Jesus.
That's a really good point.
Right.
The main focus is showing us wisdom's value
Yeah.
and her key role in the universe and also in our lives. But the fact that it sparked these intense debates centuries later just shows how powerful these ideas are.
And speaking of details that cause the stir, there's this one Hebrew word, amen, that's used to describe wisdom.
Oh, yes.
It's a bit of a mystery word, isn't
You're
it?
absolutely right that one little word has kept scholars busy for centuries.
I'm all ears.
Okay.
What are the different ways it's been interpreted?
Well, some connect it to the word eimon,
Okay.
implying that wisdom is always reliable,
Yeah.
like a faithful friend.
Right.
But But the interpretation that I find most compelling is linking it to the idea of raising or nurturing a child, which fits with that parent-child analogy we were just discussing.
So like a cosmic apprenticeship with wisdom learning from God.
Yes.
And then helping him bring creation to life.
Exactly. It's this beautiful picture of collaboration and mentorship.
Mm.
And you know, while we may never know the definitive meaning of Emin,
right,
that's part of what makes it so fascinating. It invites us to consider, you know, these different perspectives and appreciate the complexity of ancient wisdom.
It reminds us that it's okay not to have all the answers, but the journey of seeking understanding is incredibly rewarding.
Absolutely.
And that journey leads us to the next part of our deep dive.
Okay.
Wisdom's call to action.
Mm-hmm.
Proverbs 8 doesn't just describe wisdom.
Right.
It actually challenges us to embrace it.
Yeah.
So what does that look like in our modern lives? How do we wait at wisdom's door?
Right.
In a world that's so full of distractions and competing voices?
You know, that really is the million-dollar question.
Yeah.
We are bombarded with information these days.
Yeah.
But real wisdom, that seems harder to find than ever.
So where do we even begin if I wanted to start waiting at wisdom's door today? What would that look like?
Well, Proverbs 8 gives us some pretty timeless guidance.
Okay.
It starts with being intentional about what we consume and seeking out sources that are, you know, reliable,
right,
insightful, and enriching.
So it's not just about the amount of information, but the quality.
Exactly. It's like choosing a nourishing meal over, you know, junk food.
Right.
You want that information that feeds your mind and soul, not just fills you up with empty calories.
And just like a balanced diet is important.
Yes.
Our quest for knowledge should also be multifaceted.
Absolutely.
Right. Don't limit yourself to just one area.
Yeah.
Explore different fields, engage with diverse perspectives, and be open to learning something new every day.
I love that.
Right. It's like becoming a modern day Renaissance person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, someone who's well-versed in lots of different areas and can see the connections between them.
That's a great way to put it. And that kind of intellectual curiosity is so important in today's world.
Mm-hmm.
The ability to think critically, to take in information from different sources, and to see the bigger picture. That's essential for making good decisions and solving those really complex problems that we're facing.
So how do we actually cultivate that kind of intellectual flexibility? Are there any exercises we can try?
One of the best ways is to actively seek out viewpoints that challenge your own beliefs.
Oh.
Have those respectful conversations with people who see things differently.
Mm-hmm.
Read books and articles that present alternative perspectives.
Yeah.
And really be willing to reconsider your own assumptions.
That can be tough, though, can it? It's easier to just kind of stick with what's familiar and comfortable.
It is. But that discomfort is actually a sign of growth.
Hmm.
Seeking out those diverse perspectives doesn't mean you have to, you know, abandon your own values.
Right.
But it does mean being open to learning and evolving.
So it's like holding on to your convictions, but also being humble enough to admit you might not have all the answers.
Exactly. And that brings us to another key element of wisdom, humility.
Okay.
Proverbs reminds us that true wisdom isn't about having all the answers.
Right.
It's about recognizing that we're all lifelong learners, always growing and changing.
It's about the journey, not just the destination.
Beautifully said. And this humility also applies to our relationships.
Mm-hmm.
A wise person listens attentively, values other people's experiences, and genuinely tries to understand different perspectives.
It's about recognizing that everyone has something to teach us, regardless of, you know, their background or their social status.
Absolutely. Wisdom isn't about being the smartest person in the room.
Right.
It's about treating that space where everyone feels valued and heard.
Yeah.
It's about knowing that we can learn and grow from each other.
So far, we've talked about seeking out knowledge, considering different viewpoints, and practicing humility.
Right.
What else can we do to bring more wisdom into our daily lives?
One practice that I find incredibly powerful is mindfulness.
Okay.
In our, you know, busy world, it's so easy to get caught up in that whirlwind and lose sight of what truly matters.
Yeah.
Mindfulness is about, you know, slowing down, being present in the moment,
mm-hmm.
paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment.
It's like hitting the pause button on autopilot.
Yeah.
And becoming more aware of yourself and your surroundings.
Exactly. And this practice can lead to, you know, better decisions, deeper connections with others, and a greater appreciation for just the simple things.
It's about shifting from doing to being.
Yes.
From striving to accepting.
You got it. And that inner peace is really essential for cultivating wisdom.
Right.
When we're calm and centered.
Yeah.
We can access our intuition, make sound judgments, and face those challenges with grace.
It's like that saying, don't make decisions when you're angry and don't make promises when you're happy.
Right.
You need that emotional clarity to make wise choices.
Mindfulness helps us develop that clarity by creating space between our emotions and our reactions.
Mm.
You know, we can observe our thoughts and feelings without being swept away by them.
So it's not about ignoring your emotions, but about observing them with a sense of detachment.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
It's like watching clouds pass by.
Mm.
You know, you acknowledge them, but you don't cling to them or let them control your course.
That's a powerful image.
Yeah.
And it reminds us that Proverbs 8 isn't just about a bunch of rules.
Right.
It's about a way of being, a way of interacting with the world that involves curiosity, humility, compassion, and mindfulness.
Beautifully said. It's a lifelong journey, not a destination. And it's open to all of us.
Yeah.
No matter our age, background, or experiences.
And, you know, this conversation about mindfulness has really got me thinking.
Oh, yeah.
If we remember how Proverbs describes wisdom as being present at creation.
Right.
It says wisdom was there as God was creating the world.
Right. Wisdom isn't just like some abstract idea. It's an active force shaping reality.
So if wisdom was part of shaping the entire universe, what does that mean for us? Could we say that by seeking wisdom, we're also taking part in shaping our own lives and the world around us?
Wow, that's a profound thought. And I think Proverbs 8 points to exactly that. You know, when we pursue understanding, when we act with integrity and kindness, we are, in a sense, participating in that same creative process.
So it's not just about gaining knowledge. It's about putting it into practice, letting wisdom guide our actions and actually impact the world.
Exactly. Think about the ripple effect of our choices, big or small. Every act of kindness, every time you stand up for what's right, every effort to make the world a little bit better, those are all expressions of wisdom in action.
It's like we're each given these tools. Our knowledge, our experiences, our values, and wisdom helps us use them to actually build something meaningful.
I love that analogy. And just like a skilled craftsperson, we become more adept at using those tools through practice and dedication.
It's a journey, not a destination, but a life guided by wisdom is a life full of purpose and deep meaning.
And it's a journey that's available to all of us, no matter where you come from, what your background is, or what challenges you've faced, you have that capacity for wisdom.
It's like a hidden treasure waiting to be discovered, and Proverbs 8 gives us the map.
What's so inspiring about this chapter is that it doesn't just talk about wisdom.
Right.
It invites us into a relationship with it, to seek it out, to listen to its voice, to let it guide our steps.
And it reassures us that wisdom is always there, ready to be found.
This deep dive into Proverbs 8 has been incredible.
Yeah.
We've uncovered so much wisdom that's relevant to our lives today, even though it was written thousands of years ago.
Absolutely. But remember, our exploration doesn't end here. this is just the beginning.
Yes.
We encourage you to keep thinking about these ideas.
Yes.
Revisit Proverbs 8 with a fresh perspective and see how this timeless wisdom can shape your own journey.
And don't forget, seeking wisdom is something we can do together.
Yeah.
Share your insights, have those conversations, and let's keep learning and growing together.
Until next time, keep seeking, keep questioning, keep exploring that vast and incredible world of wisdom.
And remember, the journey itself is the reward, right? Wisdom isn't just like some abstract idea. It's an active force shaping reality.
So if wisdom was part of shaping the entire universe, what does that mean for us? Could we say that by seeking wisdom, we're also taking part in shaping our own lives and the world around us?
Now, that's a profound thought. And I think Proverbs 8 points to exactly that. You know, when we pursue understanding, when we act with integrity and kindness, we are, in a sense, participating in that same creative process.
So it's not just about gaining knowledge. It's about putting it into practice, letting wisdom guide our actions and actually impact the world.
Exactly. Think about the ripple effect of our choices, big or small. Every act of kindness, every time you stand up for what's right, every effort to make the world a little bit better, those are all expressions of wisdom in action.
It's like we're each given these tools. Our knowledge, our experiences, our values, and wisdom helps us use them to actually build something meaningful.
I love that analogy. And just like a skilled craftsperson, we become more adept at using those tools through practice and dedication.
It's a journey, not a destination, but a life guided by wisdom is a life full of purpose and deep meaning.
And it's a journey that's available to all of us, no matter where you come from, what your background is, or what challenges you've faced. You have that capacity for wisdom.
It's like a hidden treasure waiting to be discovered, and Proverbs 8 gives us the map.
What's so inspiring about this chapter is that it doesn't just talk about wisdom.
Right.
It invites us into a relationship with it to seek it out, to listen to its voice,
yeah,
to let it guide our steps.
And it reassures us that wisdom is always there.
Yeah.
Ready to be found.
This deep dive into Proverbs 8 has been incredible.
Yeah.
We've uncovered so much wisdom that's relevant to our lives today, even though it was written thousands of years ago.
Absolutely. But remember, our exploration doesn't end here.
Right.
This is just the beginning.
It is.
We encourage you to keep thinking about these ideas.
Yes.
Revisit Proverbs 8 with a fresh perspective and see how this timeless wisdom can shape your own journey.
And don't forget, seeking wisdom is something we can do together.
Yeah.
Share your insights, have those conversations, and let's keep learning and growing together.
Until next time, keep seeking, keep questioning, keep exploring that vast and incredible world of wisdom.
And remember, the journey itself is the reward.